Mr. Reviewer, we're at the basics here that the Baal HaTosfos are raising here and elsewhere. Is a steer between our Gemara, which is parallel to Shabbos Sadevav, versus the Gemara Shabbos Davkuf Lamechaz. The Gemara Shabbos Davkuf Lamechaz seems to say pretty clearly that there's a din of Hasras Toldo B'Shem Ha'av. The Gemara, in discussing Shamer, wants to know Mishumai Masrinim bit. What do you mention of the Hasra? Are you giving Hasra, don't filter its Boer, or don't filter its Moroccan Machlokas Rabba or Rava versus Rabbi Zera? The same seems pretty clear, that the din of Hasra is told of B'Shem Ha'av. On the other hand, our Gemara, the parallel Sugya Shabbos Sarivav, by Rav Elazar, we're searching for Nafkaminas, and we seem to come up short. We have Nafkamina, that was by Chiluk Hataos. And of course, Rav Elazar hold of that Nafkamina, but the whole thing to do an Abed that's told you also bring two Hataos. So where is the Nafkamina? And the Gemara seems to come up with nothing. The Gemara says, well, I can tell you what the difference between Av and what makes something, what defines something as an Av or a Toldo. And what makes something an Av is, you know, it was Chashiv in the Mishkan, which we spent time on. But Nafkaminas seem to be lacking. Why don't we give a great Nafkamina? I saw Toldo, B'Shem Ha'av. So, a number of Tirutzim we've shown him, we're going to focus on three. Let's first just lay them out in very summary form, and then we'll continue reading inside, and then we'll see how we unpack each one. The first approach, and that's let's just put it down. Three basic terutzim, either no, the taka is no din or hasra is told of shem av, as our Gemara indicates, and you have to figure out what to do with Shabbos Kuf Lamechaz. That's what we saw yesterday. That's the first day in our Tosfos. It happens also to be Tosfos and Shabbos Daf Ayin Gimel Bet. That's the same thing. The second teretz in our Tosfos, which happens to also be Tosfos in Shabbos Daf Ayin is there is such a din. There is a din, as the Gemara Shabbos sounds. I mean, yesterday we unpacked the first Teretz quite a bit, and the strengths and weaknesses and the problems in terms of how you put on the press, the problems and different varieties of the problem that you're converting the Gemara Shabbos put on the press into machlokas and psychological mitzvahs instead of machlokas and din. How you define Bora versus Barakid, and the problem that it's a difficult reason dochuk in the language of Shabbos put on the press. And it's a difficult in Svara to say that's the machlokas. So you could say, no, there is such a din. The Gemara Shabbos Kuf Lamechaz sounds like you do require a Svara Tov Lushem Ha'av. The second day in Tosfos, we'll see in a moment, is, and our Gemara holds that way also. The first Teretz in Tosfos says, you have to sort of be madchik to Gemara Shabbos. Gemara Shabbos doesn't really mean to say what it sounds like it says. Second day in Tosfos is going to see the same, we'll see in a moment. No, this also, the Gemara Shabbos Kuf Lamechaz says Kipshuto, and our Gemara is not Kipshuto. Yeah, our Gemara sounds like there's no Nafkamina, there really is a Nafkamina, as we'll see. And then finally, we'll take a look at the second day of Tosfos Be'er Peretz, who says, Yarthi Machlik either one. The Machlikus. Rav Elazar. Chachamim. And part of Machlikus Chachamim, which at first sounds sort of surprising, is over whether you need Hashra's Talda B'Shem Ha'av. So three logical possibilities between a steer Shabbos Kuf Lamechaz versus our Gemara Baba Kama Dabez, either first day in Tosfos and Shabbos Tosfos and Shabbos Ayin Gimel be matchik the Gemara and Shabbos, the second day in our Tosfos, which is also Tosfos Shabbos Tayyibav, be matchik our Gemara a little bit, and then the third day, which is also the Rishon, the third day we'll take a look at Ben Peretz, which is also the Chachmei Sfarad. The Rambam based Midrashim, Shabbos Ayivav,
We'll figure out how Yonti Matchik either Gemara. Gemara Shabbos Kuf Lam Ches sounds like there's Deras Ras Tav L'Shem Av. There is. Our Gemara sounds like there is no such din. There isn't. How could that be? Let's take a look. Let's start from the top of Tosis. So Rabbi Eliezer, Amai Kari Le'av, Tosis Bava Kama Davei Zamanel. Im Tomer Nevin Afkamili Nasra. Why our Gemara, the Gemara is searching for an Afkamina. A Gemara searching for an Afkamina, and it seems to come up Nafkaminalis. So why not say great Nafkamina? Hasra is told him Shema Av. Veshema Av Dida. It's Av. Kidarmi and Perak Tolan. And the Masecha Shabbos, Tavkuf Lamechest, Tavan Av, Misham, Misham, Maim, Asriyam, Vey. What do you mention in the Hasra? Which Av do you mention in the Hasra for filtering? Rabbi says, Boreb is there, it says, Merakid. You see from Shabbos, the Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Lamechest, there is such a din. Why didn't our Gemara reference it as well? First, Teretz V'yei Shalomer, the Hachi Perusho. Here's the pshat in that Gemara. If you take a look, by the way, in Tosfos Meir Peretz, the parallel Tosfos. So his first teretz is its first teretz of our Tosfos, and it's more explicit than our Tosfos is. What should you give Hasra for that he will be chayiv? Rabba Mishum Borer, Rabba says Borer, Abba Hisra Mishum Rakid Pater. If you mention Meraki, you'll be Pater. Kevin Shu Master, Bedavar Shein Dome, since you're giving Hasra with something that's dissimilar, Rabba holds that Meraki is too dissimilar to filtering. In Lomdus, maybe it's very similar. But you're speaking to a random fellow who happens to, who's busy filtering his wine on Shabbos, and say, no, that's a violation of sifting. Rabbi says, he's going to look at you cross-eyed. Sifting, filtering, mine, speak to the Tarasina. What does one have to do with you? And he'll think, Sabah Shemalik, well, he'll think you're making fun of him. They think you're just being absurd. He's not going to take you seriously. It's a putter. So he's putter because you did not give him an effective hasra. Just like if you walk over to a fellow and give him a hasra in the Queen's English, he doesn't speak a word of English. He speaks Portuguese. So if you give him a hasra in Portuguese, that would work. You give him a hasra in English, there's nobody talking about. There's nobody talking about. It's very nice you gave hasra, but he didn't understand it. Obviously, he's not Chayim Misa, but he couldn't understand your Hasra. The Tosfos says, you're speaking the same language, but you're giving Hasra in a way that makes him think that you're just pulling his leg. Sabar Shemalik Bo, so then you're Pater. Avon Hister Bo, if you just said, Al Tishamer, don't filter Chayim. And Tosfos Peretz, that's why we understood Tosfos yesterday. Tosfos Peretz is explicit. He's more explicit. Tosfos Peretz says from the outset, so Tosfos leaves the point of the first teretz to the very last phrase. So as my parents says up front, Yesh Lomar, that you don't need to mention the Av at all. But if you're going to mention Av, it better be one that's not going to throw people off. But you don't need to mention it. So my parents is much clearer about what the point is. The Olam V'Tolda Mahani Shapir Hasra. You could just say Hasra of the Tolda Lo. That's where Rabbi Paris begins the text. But if you're going to mention Av, let it not be something that's going to confuse people or think that make them ignore what you're saying. Okay. Odei Shlomar, and here comes the second text. Odei Shlomar, Zehu Shemetaretz. This is the Teretz. This is what he means when he says, Hach Davai B'Mishkin Kar Le'av. And the Gemara begins to give. Gemara asks, "Well, what are you going to do for Rabbi Eliezer?" Gemara gives an answer. Well, here's how you define Avos and Toldos. So we looked at that as a mere definition. But Tosa says, "Oh, Yesh Lomar is Teretz number two. No, that's what we mean. This is the Av, and therefore Tzarek LaHasros HaTolda Bishma." So that's the point. Tosa says, be madchik our Gemara a little bit. Our Gemara never mentioned the breathe the word about Hasra, but that's what we mean. When the Gemara is giving a definition of what's an Av, what's a Tol, the point is, here's how you know what the Av is, and then you're going to mention Hasra. Now, it does answer the Gurariyeh Kasha. The Gurariyeh, Rabbein Yehuda, I guess he must have had a Yiddish name, Leib. That's why they called him Arya. And the truth is, he had a French name. Ben Yehuda, one of the Bali Tosas, he had a French name, his name was Leon, which is the same as Leib in Yiddish, it means lion. And we know that because every once in a while you'll see him referred to as Ben Yehuda. There's a marker. See him referred to as Ben Yehuda. Shin Yud Reish Lamed Yud Vav Vav Nun. So a lot of times their experience is Shir Leon. It has nothing to do with singing. It's Sir Leon. Apparently he was knighted. I mean, his French name, his English name. He didn't have an English name. His French name was Leon. So, Yehuda Sir Leon. So he's one of the major Baalei, particularly in Brachas. It's a very important Tosa of Yehuda. Sometimes called Tosa of Yehuda HaChassid. It's not. That's a different Rishon, Rabbi Yehuda Chassid. This is Rabbi Yehuda Sir Leon. So he's referred to, I've never seen this name before, but Rabbi Parrot here refers to him as a Gur Aryeh. I guess that's a reference to the Leon. So he asked the Kasha that we had spoken, we had seen the Ritva sensitive to. But he asked the Kasha here, Shita Kubetz's quotes of Rabbi Yehuda, and the Parrot quotes him as a Gur Aryeh, the question of the Gemara switching midstream. You're not answering the question anymore. First, your question was nafkamina, and now you're just giving me definitions. The first test was nafkamina, and there was a definition. As we saw, well, Ritva is also sensitive to that, Ritva and Shabbat Sadevav, and he says, well, maybe the Gemara is really asking two questions at once. So we're answering as much as we can. Now, the second test in Tosfos is directly responding to, if you accept the second day in Tosfos, it's directly responding to Rabbi Yehuda's Kasha, because the second day, what the second day in Tosfos just did is this: it removed that wrinkle. Not only is it solving the problem of the stira, but solving the problem, and that's part of the strength of it. We're being matchik our Gemara, but we're not. And on the one hand, we're saying the Gemara means to say, here's what told is, and now you know how to do Hasra'as told the B'shem Ha'av. So you're looking at it, we say the Gemara didn't say anything about Hasra'as. It's a little bit dachuk. What's the strength of Rabbi Yehuda, the strength of the second day in our Gemara, is that it ironed out Rabbi Yehuda's problem. Because the first teretz was nafkamina for Chilk Chatos. And the second teretz is also nafkamina, not merely a definition. But the second day in Tosfos holds that second teretz is also nafkamina for Hashra'al Tal B'Shem Av. You're supposed to know. That obviously, on the one hand, on the other hand, you wonder, well, if you didn't say anything about Hasra'as Tal B'Shem Av, so where'd it come from? You had a question? Adav?
I don't understand what the two Deot and Tosfos are. I think they seem to be the same thing. How are they not? How are they different?
The first day is reinterpreting the Gemara Shabbos Kuf Lam Ches. The second day is reinterpreting our Gemara.
They say the same thing.
Well, how do you mean? No. And they argue Lahalacha as well. The machlok is lahalacha. In terms of how you answer the question, so there, I have a stira between A and B. Do I reinterpret A? Do I reinterpret B? Are they both really saying A, or they're both really saying B? That's a big difference. Like the first day in Tosfos holds, there's no requirement to say to do Hasra'as Tal B'Shem Av. The second day in Tosfos holds, there is a requirement to do Hasra'as Tal B'Shem Av. That's that machlok is lahalacha on level of daraisa, chiyuv misas beizin. Is the guy chayiv misa? Will Beis Din give him capital punishment or not? We went over to Salman and we said, "Hey, you better not dice those vegetables. You're dicing those vegetables very finely. That's Chilul Shabbos. Masasa Kamalacha. Continue doing that. We're going to drag you to Beis Din and you get skila." The guy says, "I love my salad so much. I'm willing to pay the ultimate price for Israeli salad." That's obviously misplaced Zionism. You should enjoy Israeli salad by making an event. But anyway, there are a lot of halachas that go into making salad. Now's not the time for that. But as we saw, the Rambam gives it as an example. A fellow is making, he's making the Israeli salad in a way that's taka, a real malacha deraisa told of tochen. Or he's sitting there, he's going on a camping trip the next day, and he wants to prepare his tinder. So he's sitting there with a saw, old school, with a saw and a block of wood, and he's making sawdust. So he'll have a fire starter for tomorrow. So that's mamish, a real malacha d'oraisa, a tolda of tochen. We're told of tochen. You're creating sawdust. It's malachat shirich legufa. You want the sawdust. Mamesh of malachat dais. We say to him, you can't make sawdust. Chil Shabbos. Chiv stila. Bosazaka malacha. What are you doing? He says, ah, afo pichin. I'm so dedicated to my tinder making. Even if it's going to cost me. So we drag him to Beis Din, and the Beis Din says to Beis Din, let's hear what happened. Today, we witnessed him doing malacha. Did you give him a surah? Yes. What did you say? Well, we said that what he's doing is chil Shabbos. So the first day in Tosus would say, what's it then? Chayv mitzvah or not? First day in Tosus would say, yeah, sure. You don't need a surah to tell him b'shem ha'av. You gave him a surah, you explained to him it's chil Shabbos, you told him the pasuk. Done. Chayv mitzvah. The second day would say, no, you didn't mention tochen. You have to say, don't do that, that's a told of tochen. You just said chil Shabbos, insufficient. That's a marriage. Whether the fellow lives or dies is a machlokas the first 2 days in Tosfos. And where it comes from is a question of whether you're going to reinterpret. Because the Gemara Shabbos Kuf Lamech sounds like such a din. Our Gemara sounds like leaves it out. So it sounds like l'chora, the omission indicates there's no such din. So the first day in Tosfos says, we're going to reinterpret Shabbos Kuf Lamech as a taka no such din. We'll figure out the Gemara doesn't really mean to tell us a din. The second day says, no. That Gemara is Kipshuto. Our Gemara, you thought our Gemara was saying this was ignoring Hasharat Tov Shabbos. No, it's really not ignoring it. Really, we didn't say it, but that's what we meant. We didn't say it, but that's what we meant. Yeah.
I don't understand the Svara for the second day. I understand that the first day wants to say that if you mention the Shem Av, the Tafkar Shem Av, then it was Tov Shemaliko and explain this whole psychological din, not a halakha din. And I understand the first Svara. I don't understand how the second day on Tosco, that Maran Shabbos is Kipshuto, how he explains his Svara for that opinion.
Svara for what?
For the opinion, how do we reinterpret our Gemara with Maran Shabbos?
So he assumed, he does not explain nearly as much. He says, our Gemara is giving the second terrace is giving the first half. That's giving a definition of what an Avon Talda is. And the understanding is, there's always the fallback, Nafkamina, we were looking for something fancier. We had a fancy Nafkamina with Chil Katal. There's always, we know in the back, there's always a fallback Nafkamina when you give Skila, you're going to give Skila, it doesn't come near as often as Katas. One hopes, people on Machal Shabbos B'Shogeg, far off from their Machal Shabbos, the Mezo Days of Hasra. So maybe we would rather, maybe it's part of the answer, so it's supposed to spell out, maybe we can spell a little more, we would rather give it up to me for Hakas. More friendly, it doesn't involve out Rashadim, and hopefully more common. Also bear in mind, you can only get the last 40 years of the Bayan Sheni, there's no visas based in, but there was carbon Hakas. In fact, Gemara says at a certain point, as the crime rate increased, the Beis Hamikdash moved out of Beis Hamikdash proper, and they thereby ended the death penalty. So, Kiyum Chatzis is perhaps a more ideal, I thought it was a suggestion. Kiyum Chatzis might be a better tariff to give. It comes up more often, it lasted longer, it doesn't involve Rishayim, but there's always a fallback. We want to give an Afkin for Chatzis, great. It doesn't work for the list. I'll be fine. There's only what Avin told us. There'll always be the background in Afkamina of Hashem's called to B'Shem. He might still think it's a little bit funny, but then, such a dumb question, background in Afkamina, why does that question? So, no one maybe is question after all the Gemara from Gemara Shabbos Kuflam, because didn't even say that it did. And the Gemara Shabbos Kuflam, remember, the Gemara Shabbos Kuflam presented it was just background information. Just like when the Gemara wants to ask on top of the Amud, is Mishamer and Isidoraisa is Drabanan, we say, how do we say it? How does the Gemara phrase that question? Chatos or no chatos, right? Why? Because it's a double question. It's chatos. If it's Bemez, if it's Doraisa is chatos, Drabanan is no chatos. That's a double question. That certainly is a double question throughout the Mesechta. Right? That's a double question. We just skip steps. So the next question is Mishumai Masriyam Bin. Well, what do you mention in the Hasra? And again, unless you take the approach of the first day of Gnosis, that's a fancy way of saying
this is a told of which Av. We didn't say it's a told of which Av. We didn't say Mishumai Mechayim. We said Mishumai Masriim Ben. Because we're taking a Dabar Pasha. Of course, everyone knows you only have a Chatos on Daraisis, and everyone knows that you do have strong told of Mishumai Av. So an elegant way of saying what's the Av is what he mentioned in the Hasra. So if the Gemara Shabbos Kukla Mechesed is true, you think about it, the Gemara is not only presenting that din, the Gemara is presenting it, the din of Asra Tal B'Shem Av, as a din that we take as a Dabar Pashas. It's background information. This is ABCs. So, I'm saying this in order to get to buttress the second Teres and Tosfos here. The Gemara Shabbos not only told us Asra Tal B'Shem Av, but presents his Gemara like, yo, ABCs. Everyone knows this background information. Okay, so then maybe, if we talk as a Dabar Pashas, so maybe that's a background information here too. But then, of course, then you wonder, so why is anyone even bothering to ask, what's an afghanina? It's an afghanina. Told everyone, no.
If it's such background information,
why don't we correct, correct, correct. So the answer might be, a chanami. We'd rather give a sharper enough. Chatzis is maybe a better afghanina. As I said before, again, I'm speculating. As I said before, chatzis is bishogeg, and therefore doesn't involve a shab, so that's a friendlier thing to give. Chatzis is bishogeg, therefore hopefully happens far more often. One hopes that there are more Mechala Shabbos Shogim than Mechala Shabbos Beis, you hope you're on that Meir Shabbos. And number three, Chatzis even lasted historically longer than Mises Beis did, because the Gemara tells Mises Beis ended decades before the Churban Bayis Sheni. Chatzis went all the way up to the end. There could be a variety of reasons why Chatzis is a more preferable Nafkamina. Is that okay? Kuntur Blaz, you don't have that. Then you fall, you know, always go to the backstop. Always go to the backstop. Maybe. I agree with you. It remains a difficult task. For both, the first day in Tosfos is Dachuk, they're being Machik, the Gemara Shabbos Kuf Lamed. The second day in Tosfos is Dachuk, they're being Machik, our Gemara. Because after all is said and done, I've tried my best to explain out, but Lamaisa, it is still funny that we're asking an afkamina, we didn't even breathe a word about it. It could be, it'll become a little clearer also if we spend some time to think about the third Teres. And that's the second day in Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz. Let's take a look at that inside. Again, that's the day that, as I mentioned, the Chachmei Sfarad. That's the day that the Chachmei Sfarad presents. In the Gemara in Shabbos Perek HaZorik, Shabbos Sarivav. Let's take a look. Hopefully everyone, almost everyone has either Rabbeinu Peretz or else you can look on with your neighbor. If you're looking at this copy from the Kovetz, it's the beginning of the second column, like eight lines down or so. Again, this is Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz Yamasu Ula Rabbi Eliezer. Ode Shlomo. There's more than one Ode Shlomo. Ode Shlomo, the Intim Tzilomar, second character. Intim Tzilomar, the Tzarech Lahasros, the Tolda, the Shema Avdita. What are you going to do? On the one hand, Gemara and Shabbos Kuf Lamed Ches says you do need Asra to tell the B'Shem Av. That's the whole basis of the Machlokas Rabba of Zerba details. Which Av do you mention from a Shabbos? Versus our Gemara, which was looking for Nafkamina and came up with nothing. So apparently there's no need for Stol Shem Av. It says, Nebuchadnezzar Peretz says, well, who are you talking about? In Tim Se Loma, the Tzarek Lahasus, told B'Shem Avdika, when the Gemara Shabbos Kuf Lamed Ches, in the Sugya of wine filtration, and tells us, Rav and Reb Zeir both agree, you need to tell B'Shem Avdika, the question is, which is the Avdika mention? Hainu Dap, the Rabbanan, the Lamachayvi, I told B'Shem Avdika. That's only according to the Chachamim. The Chachamim, in our Gemara, hold that you need Hasras, Tolda, B'Shem Avdika. But Rabbi Lezer in our Gemara holds that you don't. Okay, so to remain parent, let's take this room. So, at what point in our Gemara is there this gap where we should have said Hashem Atav Hashem Av, and we didn't? When we're talking about which Tana? Chacham a little bit, but really, Rabbi Lezer, right? You look at the Dibur Maskil of Tosfos, and Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz. And the Gemara said, give me a nafkamina. So before tomorrow I said, nafkamina for chil chatos. Okay, we could have said different nafkamina. Fine, we gave this nafkamina, great. Then he said, hey, your blood doesn't hold a nafkamina. So give me another one. Now we come up empty. So we come up empty dafka when we're within Rabbi Eliezer. So Tosas Rav Peretz says, oh, Rabbi Eliezer doesn't hold us, so I was told b'shem ha'av. The Chachamim do. So we pass as the Chachamim. The Gemara Shomas Kuf Lamed Ches, the Amoraim, Rabbi of Zera, there are generations after Belez and the Chachamim. By that point, it's already very clear. We all know. We all knew during the lifetime of Belez, we didn't pass like Belez. The Gemara says, Belez or Shamutihu. The Gemara says that we don't pass like Belez, he's a Shamuti. Shin Mem Vav, Tav Yud. What is a Shamuti? The Rishonim discuss. But a Shamuti means from he's from Beis Shammai. Or that's why you don't pass like him, as opposed to Rabbi Yehoshua, who was a descendant of Beis Hillel. Or does Shamuti mean that he was in Shamta? He was put in Cherem. That story in the Bava Metzia, I believe. The fight over Tanur Shalachnai, and refused to back down even after Sanhedrin Agdala had given a ruling, had voted, decided, and he continued to not only privately hold his own shita, which is totally legitimate, but he continued to publicly teach and paskin his own shita against the Pesach of Sanhedrin Agdala, and that is either is or is similar to a Zakei Mamre. So you may remember this, you may have heard of this story. This is a multi-part story. There's some other time we should take a more careful look, more thorough look at that. The Gemara talks about Lo Bashamayim. That's with the Siman, the miraculous Simanim, the Bas call, the trees are moving, the water's going backwards, and the walls of the Beis Medrash. And Rishua Rakov and says, Bakarish Bo told us in the Chumash, the Lo Bashamayim. We don't pass Kinshaila is based on divine revelation. Post the passing of Moshe Rabbeinu, we no longer Boston Shiloh's based on divine revelation. So then the Rebbe Lezer continues to insist publicly. So he ultimately put in Chayim. There's an epilogue also. There are more acts to that story. That story also talks about the value of Tachnun. Some other time. Rebbe Lezer saying Tachnun, Rebbe Lezer's wife tries to interrupt him every single day. He couldn't daven Tzila B'Tzibur because he was in Chayim. He obviously davened. He wasn't allowed to daven shul because he was in Chayim. So he davened at home. So his wife would come in every single day to interrupt him between Shmona Esrei and Tachron because she wanted to weaken the potency of his tefillos. Why does she want to weaken the potency of his tefillos? Because Rebbetzin Eliezer was also the sister of the Nasi Rabban Gamliel, who had put Rabbi Lezer into Chayim.
Family reunion.
Yes. So and in the one day that she doesn't interrupt him in the middle between Shmona Esrei and Tachron, she thought it was Rosh Chodesh. It wasn't Rosh Chodesh. She thought it was Rosh Chodesh, so she thought that he's going to be saying he wasn't going to say Tachron, and he did because in fact it wasn't Rosh Chodesh. This is before there was a fixed luach. You couldn't just look at the printed calendar. There was a printed calendar. He says Tachan that day, and Rav Gamliel almost dies at sea. Right, the whole story, he has to die. Rav Gamliel took a number, as a political leader of the Jewish community in Eretz Yisrael, he made some trips, sometimes with other Tanam, and sometimes it seems like by himself, to Rome, to negotiate on behalf of the Jewish community. So he's on one such trip, when the day that Rav Lezer gets to say Tachan immediately after Shema Esrei, and he's almost, and there's a miraculous storm at sea, and the Gemara talks about the type of tefillah that he offers. And it makes it clear, Akash says, Akash Baruch Hu, it's nothing to do with covet, nothing to do with ego. I'm trying to follow what the din is. I'm trying to maintain the integrity of Torah and Halacha, and the storm subsides. So you learn a whole lot of things from that story. Among other things, you learn that you don't say Tachanun Rosh Chodesh. And you learn that Tachanun is an incredible multiplier on the power of your Shmona Esrei. And specifically, Tachanun said without any hefsek immediately after Shmona Esrei is an incredibly powerful multiplier on the potency of your Shmona Esrei. So if you're investing time in davening Shmona Esrei and you are davening at things, people and or things you care about, causes that you care about, so it behooves us to say Tachanun, and to say Tachanun well. But at the very end, but as a result of that story, ultimately, I believe the Gemara says, dies in Chayim. So that's the second explanation of why what it means Rebbe Lezer Shamutihu. Either we don't pass it like him as a matter of course, because he represents the approaches of Beis Shammai, which are, 99 times out of 100, rejected with halacha, or we don't pass it like him because
he was put into Shamta. Either way, the Amoraim knew clearly which way we pass in this Machlokas. Rav Lezer Shamutiyu. So Rav Lezer is entitled to his opinion, unless he's against the Sanhedrin, a final vote of Sanhedrin. But we're not going to. The Gemara is interested in figuring out how would Rav Lezer understand this, but we're not interested, but that doesn't interest the Amoraim lahalacha. So that's what Rabbi Parent says. When once you get here, Shabbos Kuf Lamed Ches Machlokes Rabbi Rav Zeira, they're not talking to Lefi Rabbi Eliezer. They're asking a practical shayla. What do you do? Of course, the halacha. We pass like the chachamim. So this third day is that there is such a din as tov v'shem ha'av ledina according to the chachamim, but Rabbi Lezer wouldn't hold of it. So before we get into the content, just in terms of the format of the teretz, so again, the first teretz was Marchik Biskimer, the second teretz was Marchik Dakimer, the third teretz is saying, no dochak. Everything is kipshuto. It's a machlokas tatanan. Our Gemara tells us it's a machlokas tatanan. That's the whole point of our Gemara. So the Gemara Shalom Tzikul Lamechess is not surprisingly following the Chachamim. What do you expect? The point in our Gemara, the point in Shachvas Harim where this Mashmos comes up, is when Rabbi Lezer give up. So that's the sort of the structure of the Teretz. But now we have to find, not that we understand the structure of the Teretz, it's just the Machlokas HaTanoim, now you have to understand the content of the Teretz. Dehainu, you know, if I'm going to tell you, well, the machalik is whether or not you put it. The machalik is whether you put on tefillin l'chol moed or not. Oh, so it's really machalik is whether the chachamim. Rabbi Lezer, who says you're chayim chatzos on a told of makamav, he says you have to put on tefillin on Rosh Chodesh, on l'chol moed. The chachamim would say no, so you don't have to put on tefillin l'chol moed. Got that?
No.
No. Why? It wasn't one to the other. It's the same question here. What is what? It's true that the machalik is talking about chatzos. What does Machlokes about Hatas have to do with the issue of Hazras Tolda B'Shem Ha'av? Let's take a look again at the language of the parents. Ode Shloma. Yimtim Se Loma. It's our Hazras Tolda B'Shem Ha'av Dida. If you're going to say that you do need Hazras Tolda B'Shem Ha'av, the simple reading of the Gemara Shabbos Kuf Lamed Ches, yes! I know Dr. Rabbah, but it's true, Dr. Rabbanah, specifically the Chachamim, because they are not Mechayev Tolda B'Makamah. They say if you planted and watered, you're Chayev only one Chatas. So if you hold that, if you plant and water, you're Chayev only one Chatas, then you have to do Hasras Tolda B'Shem Ha. And then when you water, if you water B'Mezid, you have to mention Zoran. Abel Rabbi Eliezer, the Mechayev Toldu B'Makamah. Abel Eliezer says you are Chayev on Toldu B'Makamah. Mechayev Hu B'Tolda, so he says it's the same chiyuv on tolda as an av. In kein misvara, he avet tolda lo tzarav hazus bo v'shemav. Then when I do zore mashke, the same way I'm chayv a separate chatas on watering. If I did my watering b'shogeg, when I do watering b'mezid, I'm gonna have to mention zorea in the hasra. Gotta think about that a little bit. They are two dinim. They both have to do with avos and toldos. And Rabbi Paris pointed out, well, if you make one tully on the other, this tara, this kasha, will the steer will disappear very neatly. But what's Hezbra done? Yeah, no?
He's saying that according to the Chachamim, the tolda is sort of a subcategory of avos. If you do a avos, it's totally category,
but the Rebbe Lezer is saying that Tolda and Avos are the same, it's just that the means are different. Oh, good. Let's unpack that a little more. Let's start with Chatas, which is the way our started, and then work our way to Hasra. So this din, remember we got started at the very, very beginning of the sugya. So we had a little bit of background. A little bit of background in terms of how Malacha works, and a little bit of background in terms of how Chatzos works. And if you're thinking Masechtas, you'd be thinking about Krisis. If you're thinking categories of Rambam, you'd say it's Hilchos Shkagos. terms of how Chiyuv Chatzos works, remember we began by talking about the idea of Chiyuv Chatzos. Right? If I do two different Averis, I ate Chalev and drank Dam. So I have to bring Bishogeg. If I ate two Kazaisim of Chalev, I only bring one Karpin Chatzos. But if I ate a Kazais of Chalev and I drank blood, but then I'm Chayev two Chatzos. Why? Two separate Averis. Right? It's Shemos Mukhlakim. Separate categories, separate labels, separate names, meaning separate lobby. One is in the list of Tariq mitzvahs, is one Isser of Chalev and a different Isser of Dam. Right? If I had Chalev of a cow and Chalev of a goat, that's the same law. Right? But that's not Shemus Mokhak, and that would be one covered chalak. Okay, so one Mechalek is Shemus Mokhak. We discuss other Mechalkim too. When we discuss in the world of Arayo, sometimes talk about Guf and Mukhlakim. That while if a fellow has an affair with a married woman, married to someone else, this man and woman violate adultery, they violate Niyuf, violate Eshazish, so that's a Chiyuv Misa, and it's Yahar Vayavar, it's also Chiyuv Karis. They did it B'Shogeg. They thought it was Mutter. However, that happened exactly. They knew what they were doing. They thought it was mutter. So this fellow and this woman are intimate. They're mezana b'shogeg once. B'shogeg chiyuv katas. Ish ish ish. The mezana chiyuv karis. B'shogeg chiyuv katas. They violated that isra multiple times. They didn't realize that this was usher. So they lived together several times over a period of time, only one carbon copy. They just reiteration of the same Aveira, the same shame, like eating multiple Kazesim of Chalev. But if this fellow was Mazana with various married women, it's the same Isser, of Eshazesh, but with different people, Gufin Mukhlakin, even though it's the same Isser, same shame, but the situations are distinct enough. And he's going to, obviously each woman has to bring carbon chattas, and he has to bring a separate carbon chattas for each woman with whom he had an affair. Gufin mukhlak. Or, man or woman, eating chaylev, you have one kazais of chayev, one chattas. You have 10 kazais of chaylev, the guy didn't realize that chaylev was asar. So he had a whole, bought a whole package of chaylev sitting in the refrigerator, and he's on some funny high-fat diet. Every single meal he has a quarter cup of chaylev. Mamish! For a week straight, every single meal, he just keeps eating chaylev. He didn't realize that this is an aveira. It may also not be so healthy, separate, that's a different halakhic issue. But it's also chaylev, which is a chiyuv karis. So, he ate chaylev many times. He just keeps eating the same chaylev. There's multiple iterations, multiple instances of the same aveira, often you have only one. But if he prepared it different ways, he's getting bored. Chalev for breakfast, lunch, and supper. And there's a Yiddish song about eating potatoes on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, Wednesday. Back in Europe, in Poland, they didn't have so much to eat in the winter. You were lucky if you had potatoes. So here, instead of potatoes, you're eating chalev. Definitely a higher caloric content than potatoes. But it's getting boring. The diet calls for him to eat animal fat every single day, three times a day. It's getting boring. So after all, he decides, I got to get a little creative in the kitchen. So one day, he grills the chalev. Right, and one day he sous vide, doing his chalev different, preparing it different ways, different days. That's what we call tamchuyin mechalkim. Tamchuyin are dishes. So there's different tamchuyin. Gufin mechalkim, there's tamchuyin mechalkim. It's the same as Sir Chalev. It's not a different Aveira. But since they were prepared differently, he didn't just eat Chalev again and again. One time he had it boiled, and one time he had it baked, and one time he had it grilled, and one time he had it roasted. But that's already, each new presentation, each new recipe for the Chalev calls for a new Chatas. Why are we spending time on this? Because and once you appreciate the context, we now can look at our din with more sophistication. The Rav Nachum Zemlin, the great Gedolim of Poland, pre-war, early 20th century,
So he raised the question, and I think he's not the only one, but he raised the question that Sefer HaMedes, Tatsos Chaim, which is officially a Sefer on the Lachon Mitzvah, the Mice says the Sefer on all of the Shabbos and to extend the Kaltar Gula. So he raises the question, how do you understand Gufim Mukhav? How do you understand Chiluk Malachas? Different Malachas. What's that like? You think about the fact that if I do Tochen and Zoreya and Boneh, I'm Chayim three different Karbonos Chatos. Normally, I should only do Chayim one. It's one lav of Losasa Kamalacha. Right? Just like I have Chayim for breakfast, lunch, and supper, I'm only Chayim one Karbon Chatos. But I did Zoreya in the morning, Tochen in the afternoon, and Boneh right before Rosh Chodesh, so I'll be Chayim one Karbon Chatos. No! So we saw that dinner right on Shabbos, Tafai, and Gimel, right? Every Malacha has its own Chiyuk Chatos. Chiluk Malachas. Which one is that more similar to? Is it like Shameless Mechlakim, or is it like Gufin and Tamchuin? That's the question that the Tatsos Chaim raises. In other words, what pshat in the Torah's Mechadeh, I wouldn't have known on my own, but the Torah's Mechadeh, I do multiple lachos and Mechadeh multiple chatos. Is that because that's a big new chiddush? We consider it as though it's like separate averos? Even though there's only one lav in the Tarek Mitzvah, so it's also come halacha, the pasuk is Mechadeh, Ki'ilu, there are 39 lav. There's an Isser of Zoreya, there's an Isser of Bona, there's an Isser of Soveya, there's an Isser of Oreg. So if you did Soveya and Oreg and Bona, it's like eating Chaleb and Dam and Beagle. Three different Isurim. That's one way of looking at Chiluk Malachas. It's like shameless Mukhlokin. It's Mamish Ki'ilu separate others. They don't get counted separately in Tarek Mitzvahs, they do get counted separately. They're quasi-separate Lavim. Even though there's only one Pasuk in Chumash, but the din of Chiluk Malachas, the drasha that tells me Chiluk Malachas tells me, Ki'ilu is a 39 Yisurim. That's one way of looking at it. Other way of looking at it, no! It's only one lav in the Torah. It's only one lav. It's not shameless mochlachim. It's just like different flavors. Just like if I have chaylev boiled, chaylev broiled, we see those as different. The same avera of chaylev, but those two instances of eating chaylev, the two violations, are just the way they were done is factually, situationally different enough that we use separate karbachatas for each, or certainly gufan mukhlakin, right? It's the same iubali, the same isser multiple times, but obviously with a very significant change from time to time, a different person with whom one's involved. The same isser, but the cases are distinct. The situations are distinct, so maybe you have a separate chiyukatas. That's the other way of understanding chiluk mukhlakin. Chiluk Malachas is like Tamchuyim Mechalkim. Chiluk Malachas is like Gufan Mechalkim. It's a different flavor. Yes, it's all Chil Shabbos, but the Torah is Mechadesh. If I did Chil Shabbos by planting, I did Chil Shabbos by grinding, I did Chil Shabbos by drawing, I did Chil Shabbos by cutting things aside, those are distinct enough cases that it's not going to be Chayav a separate Chatas. Is the Ki'ilu separate Lavin, or it's the same Lav? It's just that there are different cases. Chiddush that you have a chiluk lechatov. So, let me ask you a question. With those glasses, with that appreciation of yesh lachkar, how you understand the din of chiluk malachas. So how do you understand the debate over whether you need hasras told of b'shem ha'av or not?
According to the
Chacham, but that's not talking about Chacham. Yeah, let's talk about hasras told b'shem ha'av.
Yeah. If you say that it's chiluk malachas, then each of the avos is a different avera. Therefore, you can say
the code of the Jerusalem of walking into the machine. How about let's say it like this? Let's think along the way. Hasra. So, what do you know about Hasra? You have to tell the person what the Aveir is. Pashas, you have to tell the person what the Aveir is. Just don't do that, you'll be Chayav Stila. Don't do that, you'll be Chayav Stila, because that's an act of Avodah Zarah. The Torah says, now I worship Avodah Zarah. If I asked you, without having looked at Shabbos Kof Lamed Tes, the Atik of Hasra's told Hashem Ha'av. What would the Muskel be shown? What would you assume without knowing anything?
That
at first blush, you probably would say, well, I have to tell you what the Aveira is. The Aveira is Chilul Shabbos. I told you it's Chilul Shabbos. If I'm giving someone a hasra, don't eat that fat, it's chela. I have to say, it's chela because it's from the right hindquarter, not from the left hindquarter. No. Right side, left side are both chela. It's irrelevant detail. The right side, left side. I see a guy's eating, the guy's about to eat a butter infused meat soup. Mamish. Bishul. The real deal. I say, you better not eat that, you're going to get malchus. Bas v'chala. Ustavash v'di chalev ima. You have to start telling him, and you showed that cheese is French cheese. The cow was raised in Montana. Irrelevant. I tell you, it's bas v'chala. It's a problem. So I would have said, and I would have to mention what the told is. Don't make sawdust chil Shabbos. Period. The Muslim Rishon is, why should you mention the Av? Why should you mention the Av? Well, the Gemara says so. Okay. What? The answer is, with Ora, is a Sabbath poem suggests, yeah? Oh! If you understand that Chiluk Malachas is like Shemus Mechlakim, that the Torah is being Mechash, is Ki'ilu 39 separate Averos, then of course, Hasra's Torah B'Shem Av requires, I have to tell you what the Aver is. The Aver is in Chilul Shabbos. The Aver is specifically talking. That very specifically, Tzoveya. There's an Aveira of Tzoveya. There's a lav of Tochen. There's a lav of Kosei. So if you're going to say on the Chatos side, that when the Torah is Machadesh, that there's a separate Chatos for each Malacha, if you say that the Hezbra Dover is because the Torah is Machadesh like Shemus Mochlakim, so they understand well why Yisrael is called the Bishayim Ha'ab. It's a separate Aveira. If you assume that it's just goof and mochlakin, then you would have probably assumed that it's not. Then you would probably assume that it's the same Aveira. Why should Yisro is called the B'Shem Av? That's sort of the classical understanding of this machlokes, which again is a machlokes to Deis and Tosis on Bava Kama that Beis Amud Aleph. Do you need Yisro is called the B'Shem Av or not? So the classical understanding of that machlokes is that's an afkamina in the nature of chiluk malachas. It's chiluk malachas, make it like it's 39 separate yisurim, in which case, yeah, you have to mention the isur is the av. So then you have to mention the specific av. You can't just say that's not kosher, I'd say that's chaylev. You can't say that's not kosher, I have to say it's orla. So I can't just say that's chiluk Shabbos, I have to say that's tochen. If you understand that the chiddush of chiluk malachas is that it's like shemus mochlakim. Whereas if you say it's not shemus mochlakim, just a new din of chiluk malachas, like Gufin Mechalkin, so then, like Tamchuyin Mechalkin, so then you don't need Hasra's Tolda, B'Shem Av. That seems to be that's usually assumed by many to be the Nekudas HaMachlokas between the 2 days in Tosis. It also now allows us to go to the next step and to understand, so now Rabbeinu Peretz here is quoting the approach of the Ramban Obeis Midrash, the Ritva and others, and Shabbos, maybe it's not just the machlokas 2 days. Hasra Tov V'Shem Av might not just be machlokas 2 days and faces. Maybe it's a machlokas hatanoim. Why is it machlokas hatanoim? Because if you think about it, Rebbe Lezer definitely does not hold of Shemus Machlokin. Rebbe Lezer says, if you do an Av and it's holdos, every time you do a new act, you have a new carbon chatos. He doesn't even accept like 39 categories in the world of chatas. It's clear that Shemus Mechlakin, right? If you plant a seed and you plant a tree, maybe plant a seed and you water that and you grind wheat and you then dice vegetable and then you make sawdust. The grinding the wheat, the dicing vegetables, and sawdust, that's tochen and two tolls of tochen. Rebbe Lezer says you have three chatos for that. Every activity is new chatos. That's clearly not Shemus Mechlakin. There aren't a million isurim. Say there are 39 isurim. See, if you're keeping to the 39 categories, you can assert Shemus Mechlakin. If you hold like Rebbe Lezer, say every new act, every new toda or ab is yet another chatos, and you could conceivably have 1,000 chatos. If I did each of the 39 malachos, and I did 10 toldos of each, 9 toldos of each, According to Chacham, you're counting 39 chatos. According to, let's make it simpler. I did 30 malachas. 30 of the office malachas, and I did another 10 totals of each. Over one Shabbos. Very busy Shabbos. Guy's exhausted by the time Shabbos is over. Right? How many chatos do you have to bring? Then he realizes, those are all there. Oh no. How many chatos is he going to bring? According to Chacham, he's bringing how many? 30. 30, right? For the 30 office malachas they did, that covers the totals of each. According to Rabbi Lezer, you're bringing 330. Because you did 30 avos, another 300 toldos. The Kuru Leza says, you bring a chatas for each avos and for each toldo. Right? That's just pasha, that's our gemara. And that's the sheet of Rabbi Lezer. So, but clearly, Rabbi Lezer doesn't hold of that this is based on shameless muchlakin. There aren't 330 averos. If you could say that each avos and each toldo has its own chatas, that's merely kamchuri mechalkin. They're just saying each act is a new flavor. Each act is like the difference between boiled chaylev and broiled chaylev and sous vide chaylev. It's not a new wav, a new presentation of the same one. So Rabbi Lezer clearly doesn't hold. Very clearly doesn't hold of shameless. Okay. So he certainly wouldn't hold of Asra's tolda shemav, which is essentially what Tosef ben Peretz was saying. That for Rabbi Lezer, it's just the tolda isn't chayev because of the av. The toldas, they're all just equal members of the family of acts which constitute chilul Shabbos. For Rabbi Eliezer, avon tolda is just history, meaning how do we figure out originally, how do we darshan out, how do we know that making sawdust is chilul Shabbos? Because it's similar to tolkin, which was in the Mishkan. But that's not relevant to the practical, to the present state of halacha. That's just derivation, but once you have the drasha, it just becomes yet another act of Chil Shabbos. It doesn't retain connection to the Av. That's what Rabbi Peretz is saying. So we understand well why one doesn't patter the other. There's no connection between them. Each one is his own Chiyu Chatas. And we're definitely going to reject Shemus Mechlakim. Then we're definitely going to reject Hasra's Tolda B'Shem Ha'av. And let me show you something to drive this home. Turn to all the way to the back of your Gemara. If you have an old school Gemara like I do, you're looking right before the Rif and Muke Yosef for the Yufei A9. If you have a newfangled Gemara, like you probably almost all do, so then it's going to be in the Yalkut Perushim, Yufei A9 will be presented there together with another 20, 30 Akronim. Either way, you're looking for the Yufei A9. You're in the Beis Amaral. I happened to know this last week. It's golden. I don't know if I ever saw this before. Maybe I did. Golden Yifeinayim. Wow. He calls you Yerushalmi. Yeah, on that Beis Amaral. Zira Maschel told Osei and Kayotzeven. Yifeinayim, if you have an old Gemara, it's going to look like this. The Yalkut Perush and the new Gemara is very, very helpful, because otherwise there are a lot of things you would never find. Because to look in 20 different places, to look at the Mashash and the Maratz Chayes and at Poros Yosef, and Feinayim, it takes time. So this definitely makes it simpler to see who talks about, and you never know who's talking about your Gemara. So the Yalkut Perush is very useful. On the other hand, the one thing you lose, definitely, I think, a worthwhile trade-off, the one thing you lose is you sort of lose a little bit of the appreciation of the flavor of different acronym. And Hoots does what? Yifei Nai in particular, his job, self-appointed job, was to quote sort of Bikias on the Gemara. And he'll give you a lot of marmakomos from elsewhere that are relevant to here, particularly Yerushalmis. He'll do a lot of quoting Yerushalmis. Here he quotes Yerushalmi here and the Shabbos Perek Vav. Maybe that means should be Perek Zayin.
Face.
He says the Yerushalmi talks about this whole question of Tolsen Kiyotzen and Lav Kiyotzen. Said the Yerushalmi has a different approach. Yerushalmi says, of course, Avos and Zikin are Kiyotzen. Of course they're Kiyotzen. Obviously, the Yerushalmi takes the Dvar Pasha, which will be mostly the maskan of our sugya, that the toldos of Karen the same as Karen, the toldos of Shane the same as Shane, the toldos of Esh the same as Esh. So, time will shame avos, which bikra. These are called avos because we use the term av not to differentiate different halachic statuses, just to differentiate what's in Tarshu b'chazav, what's in Tarshu al-peh. Utoma, they all appear in the Chumash, but av and tolda refers to Chiluk Edinim, right? As we're going to see soon in the Balvi as well. You know, Av is more Tameh than the Tolda. And Al Kain by Hassam, there the question is, what's the story with Shabbos? Ma Shabbos to Kuluk Sivi. Vigame Nafkimi Bidin Beneim, Amai Karlu Abbas. Say, by Baba Kama, by Nezikin. So we use the term Abbas to mean the ones that are in Chumash. Esh is in Chumash. Bor is in Chumash. Shane Rebbe in Chumash. By Tuma, Avon told is because of the differentiation, halachic differentiation, in terms of how Tame is. But then the Yerushalmi doesn't say, we know Shabbos, we know Tuma, what's Pran in Nezikin. Yerushalmi says, we know Nezikin, we understand Nezikin, we understand Tuma, what's Pran Shabbos? Why are you calling them Abbas? It's an interesting way of looking at it, and it gives a little more appreciation of our Gemara as well. We say, well, what's with Avon told? Why would I refer to as Avon Tolda? Mele by Bava Kama, the Avos appear in Chumash. But by Shabbos, it doesn't say Tolchein in Chumash. It doesn't say Kosev in Chumash. There are a few Avos appear in Chumash. But the vast majority don't. They're not Tarshu B'Chzav. It's all Tarshu Rapeh. Avos and Toldas. And unlike Tuma, there's no Nafkinil Halacha. It's all the same degree of Chiyav, Chata, Skila, etc. The Kul Oksivi, the guy in Nafkinil B'din B'Neim, Amai Karlahu Avos. So what? Why are we calling them Avos? And then, by the way, this Yerushalmi sort of opens up a little more of our appreciation of the Ritva, who had said the question could be either, you know, how do you determine it, or what's nafkamina? Because the question is really like, what's the meaningfulness, whether halachic nafkamina or otherwise, what's the meaningfulness of calling it Av? Well, Mishani, listen to the way he quotes Yerushalmi's parents. Hano dehavu b'mishkin, havu lo kiksivi. The ones that appear in the Mishkan, they are Kiksivi. It's as though they're written in the Chumash. If it appears in the Mishkan, the things actually done in the Mishkan, it has a status like Torah Shebichzav. The Torah doesn't say, don't grind on Shabbos, but the Torah indicates that they were grinding in Asiyas HaMishkan. The Torah says, Oroz Elim Ma'adamim, there were those reddened animal skins on top of the Mishkan, so that's telling us that in making the Mishkan, they had to be ma'adim, they were tzoveya. They're making the Mishkan that trap, shaft, and skin, because there were oros, right? That's obviously what was happening. So that's ki'ilu, it's written in the Torah that you can't trap, shaft, skin, or die on Shabbos. What did you say? What did Shami just say? Yes. That the Avos are kiksivi. That's ki'ilu written in the Chumash. Even though the Torah explicitly only says one lav osasa kal malacha, but kiksivi. All the lamentas malachas are as though they're written in the Chumash. In other words, all the lamentas malachas, ki'ilu, they're shemus malachim. Ki'ilu, there's 39 separate lav in the Torah. That's a very, very powerful, very, very powerful Yerushalmi. Once we're in Yifeinayim, you can take a peek, as an aside, the Fei Naim, the previous piece, the first piece in Fei Naim, tells us Yerushalmi has a different take on Mave also. And get this. It's the very first piece in Fei Naim. The Hamave. He says, Yerushalmi has a different approach to Mave. Different than the Bavli. Yerushalmi says, Shein and Regel. Mave means Shein and Regel. And Shar means Karen. And why is that excellent? Oh, they're all, so it's five, right? It's five in Chanklu, not four, not six. It's all of the Maman HaMazik, but not Adam. Where else did you see that categorization of Karen, Shein and Regel together, Bar and Esh? Who else had that categorization? Rambam, exactly. Remember the Rambam's four avos? Rambam had Shor, meaning Karen, and he had Shein and Regal together. The Rambam, the Vilna Gaon points out in several places, in Be'er HaGron and Shulchan Aruch, he has it in Halachas of Bashar Salam and Ayin, Samach Aleph, and a couple other places, that Darko Shal Rambam lifts up Yerushalmi against the Babli, Bukam, and Makamos. Vilna Gaon points out the Rambam often would pass like Yerushalmi against the Babli. The Rambam was the only major Rishon who was not Babli-centric. Riff writes at the end of Erevin that we pass like Babli against Yerushalmi. We're only going to pass like Yerushalmi if there's no Babli either way. And that's accepted by the vast majority of Rishonim. The one standout is Rambam, who's explicit about it. In letters, in the Hakadamah to Mishnah Torah, that he was looking at the whole corpus. Babli, Yerushalmi, Midrash HaHalacha, Tosefta, the works. He often will prefer Yerushalmi over a Babli, and here is an example. The way he organizes the Dalet Avos, it's neither Rav nor Shmuel. It's the Yerushalmi, which is fascinating. And finally, so this is, again, what have we seen so far? And then we'll wrap up, and then we'll take some questions. We'll go down to Beis Meresh. We're planning to do Chazar. There's one thing we have to do in Beis Meresh before we open our Gemara. But let's recap where we've been, and then a couple of final points, and then we'll take more questions. Tosus here and elsewhere raises a seer between our sugya and the sugya of Kufla Mechas and Shabbos Basra's Tol B'Shem Rav. And we saw three approaches in Balei Tosus: b'madchik that gemara, b'madchik this gemara, or not b'madchik either, but understand that's the machlokas hasugya, which corresponds to say there's no such thing as Hasra'al Tol B'Shem Rav. There is such a requirement. Is a requirement of Hasra'al Tol B'Shem Rav, or is the machlokas whether or not there's a requirement of Hasra'al Tol B'Shem Rav? That's the three terutzim in terms of how they deal with the sugyas, and three terutzim in terms of how they come out halacha lemasa. We had a chance to unpack each one, and specifically in the unpacking of the third terutz, we had a chance to think about what would drive the issue of Hasra'al Tol B'Shem Rav, and the chakira that Reb Nachum Zemba and others raised, how you understand the din of chiluk melachos, whether it's a ki'ilu separate isurim, which we just saw, the Rishalmi has language that's very suggestive of that, the kiksivi, that we see lam tez melachos as, even though it's only one pasuk, but ki'ilu there are 39 psukim, or just say no. It's not 39. It's just like chiluk melachos. It's just like it's significantly different cases of the same avera. Significantly different than a separate chiluk melachos for each. They're distinct instances. You did the avera this time or that time. They stand apart. Each one holds their own proper chiluk, but the same avera. So whether chiluk melachos indicates separate averas or not, so that one major nafkamina is probably whether you need Hasra'al Tol B'Shem Rav. Rabbi Eliezer clearly does not hold B'Shem Rav Mochlokin, and therefore it fits perfectly that he would not hold the Hasra'al Tol B'Shem Rav. It could be that this, once we have this, we could look back earlier in the sugya, and some of the things that bothered us earlier might fall into place also. Here's some final closing thoughts. You'll remember that when we started the Gemara, even before we got to this, the Gur Aryeh, who we talked about earlier today, the Gur Aryeh and the Ritva, they're bothered by how does the second teretz in the Gemara work. The second teretz, we're really just defining, not giving off kamina, so how did that fit in? Right? So the Ritva has his approach, and then the Rabbein Yehuda, then we said that the second day in Tosa seems to be trying to solve that as well. But there's an earlier question, the very beginning of the Gemara, the Gemara's first answer to what's an Afkamina, the answer was, well, you do an Avna, told you only Chayav one. Right? And the question was, It's not really nafka minin whether any given act is an av or a told. The lechor just a nafka minin having 39 categories. Right? Because if you, the Rashi, we saw several achronim point out, Rashi, Parasose points us out, the Tefer Shmuel points us out, Rashi seems to be bothered by this question, and he's answering it. He's saying, no, Taka, it's not an even thing, it's that the tolda is tafel to the av, and in a chanan, if you do two toldas of the, if I didn't do tochein, but I did two toldas of tochein, I diced vegetables and made sawdust, but I never ground wheat, maybe I'd be chayav two chatos. It was a surprising shita of Rashi. But we saw several, the Rashi seems to pretty clearly be bothered by this. So the Shita Mukubetzis quotes three different Rishonim who are bothered by this question. They're not exactly nafkamim, we're not even told this. More than this nafkamim having a third and separate categories. So it could be now, with their appreciation of this notion of Shemus Mechlokin, that problem subsides without having to come on to Rashi. If you do tochein, if you do grinding and dicing your chayim one time, or if you do dicing and sawdust making, you also chayim one time. So what's not going to happen told us? I mean, not happen told us. We're just not giving them the categorization. Yes, it's not giving the categorization, but the categorization is not just 39 categories of halacha. And there are 39 yisurim. The others are the yisurim. Everything else fits under that rubric of an issur. So where the categories come from, and not just historically how we darshan them out, but the way they work, it's chayiv because it's tochen. The name of the isser is not that it's chayiv because it's shabbos. Sawdust make it chayiv because that's grinding. Because that's a form of grinding, and it's an isser of grinding. Dicing is an isser of grinding. So instead of, when Rashi said sort of a similar idea, but got very practical diet. Rashi said, in the moment when you do an av and a told in real time, so that the told is tafel to the av. But that generates also enough communities which remain not accepted a lot. You can go along the lines of Rashi without getting as practical as he did. Not that in the moment, if I actually did an av and a told, the told is tafel to the av. When I do the told is also because it is a form of the av. It's not us because it's Chil Shabbos. Dicing vegetables also cause that grinding. That's the shame of Issa. So that's a real afkamina. In other words, there's clear differentiation, there's clear meaning to the fact it's because there are 39 avos that there's chiluk malachas. Chiluk malachas, if you take this approach, chiluk malachas is a way, the Torah's way of telling us there are 39 separate yisurim. So that's why we call them 39 avos. We understand well. What's that mean saying there are 39 others? Because all the other ones become forms of this. It might also, this appreciation might also help us a little bit. We had left off 20 minutes ago trying to understand what's going on with the second Teretz and Taisus. Not Dav in particular, but appropriately very bothered. It doesn't say anything about Asura's told him Shema Av. So I used to assume that. Okay, so it's a Gemara Shabbos Kuf Lamechet. Okay, but still. Right? So I'm not sure that this will entirely eliminate the Dochak, but I think the Dochak is definitely alleviated once you realize Hasra's told the Shema Av is not like some random side did. It's just a very natural expression. Hasra has to be, you mentioned the Shema Issa. Hasra's told the Shema Av is just saying that the Tolda is Issa because the Issa is the Av. It's not a side unrelated thing. That's another way of just putting flesh on the bones of the abstraction that there are 39 separate yisurim. So of course, when you get Hasra, you mention the Isser. That's what you always do. You get the fellows about worship of Ozar, you have to say, don't do that type of Ozar. The fellows about Din Chelev, they say, you're going to get Malchus because that's Achilles Chelev. So if the Isser is Tochen, I'd say, don't do that, that's Tochen. You'll get Skila for Tochen. Not get skila for kilo shot, you get skila for talking shot. So once I define what an av is, what an av told is, again, I'm not sure it eliminates a dohak entirely, but once you appreciate the love this for a strong talk of av, it becomes even somewhat easier to understand why this is just understood.
what I understand what an Abba told is, I understand that told is also because it's considered to be under a violation of that Av, of course, Hasra Tov Shema. Again, it doesn't eliminate the Dohak entirely, but I think it serves to make it, again, even more smooth. So again, this is, from details, we come to major issues. It seems like we just, Tosis began just with like a, it sounds like a wrinkle of shock of Atari. Oh, I'm going to give it different terms. And it opened up a whole world of appreciating Chil Shabbos, appreciating what it means to have Torah Shvachzav and Torah Shvapeh, appreciating what it means to have different Yisurim, and all the issues that flow from that. I'm glad to take more questions. Noah. Rav Lazar is definitely saying a goofy mechalkin tamkri mechalkin type of idea, and he's taking it all the way. So not only do we say that there are 39 different flavors of Melacha Shabbos, that's how, if you hold out the Chachamim, but you're not saying Shabbos mechalkin, you say, look, it's one avera of Chil Shabbos, there are 39 different flavors. Like 39 different flavors of chalev, right? Boiled and braised and baked and so forth. But Lazar would take that even further. He would say, there are many different flavors of Chil Shabbos. There can be thousands of flavors of Chil Shabbos. Each Avra Tolga is a new flavor. So if you do 100 different unique acts of Chil Shabbos, you're 500 Chatos. It's the Gufim Mechalkin Tamchui Mechalkin, a model for Chilas Melachas, and sort of taking it, running with it. Ridiculous absurdum, but he's sort of taking it all the way.
Okay, so then, would you say that you can
work
on
the Torah based on the Torah? There's no meaningfulness to it. It might not, as the first Dan Tosa said, it might not poison your Hasra, but it's certainly not going to contribute to Hasra.
Why would
that Hasra? I'm sorry? If I'm giving you more explanation, I'm explaining to you, you're not allowed to dice on Shabbos. You know why? Because it's true, it is a tolda of tochein. Rav says that just in terms of how we darshan. Okay, so I gave you more drushes. I gave you a shear. It didn't contribute materially to the hasra. Then I say, take, right? Look, if I start saying a guy we're about to worship Avodah Zarah. So I start explaining. Instead of just telling him, you're not allowed to bow down to that idol, that's a violation of lo sa'avdin, you're going to be chayav shkiyah. That's all I need to say. Instead, I start giving him a whole dissertation on what the history of the Avodah Zarah is, and different psukim and chumash, I give him a whole shiur. Okay, if he didn't lose focus, it's still a valid hasra. Well, that. It is true, presumably true, that that's what the derivation is. That's how we figured out. Again, in Shittim Kubet says there are some Rishonim who sound like they're going even more extremely. Maybe Rav Lezer should reject the whole idea of Lam Tes Melachas. I mean, the Lam Tes Avos Melachas. But Pashtus not. The Pashtus is, Lezer agrees, how do we know that dicing is Chilul Shabbos? Oh, because they ground in the Mishkan, and dicing is similar to grinding. It just doesn't affect the structure, the present structure of Halacha. But it's true that it comes from there.
If you look back at the Yom Kippur Nine, he says, Rav Lezer says the one thing that gets them in the Kol Shabbos, that says the one thing that gets them in the Kol Shabbos.
Right.
So that would seem to mean that they have a higher status.
Well, he's not talking about Rav Lezer, though.
But the Mishnah, the Gemara says that about Rav Lezer. It brings up the Mishnah solely by Rav Lezer.
Okay. Probably not, yeah. But again, the Yerushalmi is taking it different. I don't think Yerushalmi raises the blood of the Chum at all. But Yerushalmi is attacking from a different direction. Attacking the whole issue from a different direction. Look at Yerushalmi inside. Yeah, questions. Yonatan.
So, in the end of the day, explaining that according to the Chacham of Hilda,
that there are 39 categories, and that's why we go and warn him but not the Toda, as opposed to Rabbi Elazar, who, because he holds that Av and Toda are, you know, they're all the same Isser, and that's why they could, and that's why we warn him, we could warn him because of the Toda.
Right, sure.
And that's the...
Halacha, I believe we do require... then you have to find Pesach and Shachar, because Hasra is only relevant when you're giving this basement, which we look forward to the days of giving this basement. We look forward to the days when we'll have Sahaj Adelbeck. That obviously has not been relevant for close to 2 millennia. But I don't know that the Rambam addresses this, because Rambam is machriya on everything, including things which are not halacha mitzvah on zeh. Rambam is machriya about the kachon and parashoso. I don't remember whether he addresses the six pesukim. I don't know. I think it's usually assumed that the dominant view, they do require Hasra Kavshon Zeh. The dominant view, we do see it as shameless kofotim. Menachem Zemba has other nafkiyas in this hakir also. I don't want to throw more outside information at you, but suffice to say, in terms of how you define what's an Av and what's a Toda, so the Machlok is Rashi and Rambam, but Zomer, but Pruni, so that may also relate to, from a different angle to this. Well, when you think about the relation of Avs and Toldas, could have lots of opinions. It could have opinions in terms of how things are processed, it could have opinions in terms of where you're lying to Avs and Toldas. It could be a multiple layers of this.
We weren't specifically focused on the Nachamina, so we were just trying to distinguish the difference between Av and Tolda.
Yeah, I mean, Hasra, the question about Hasra, Tolda, Shema, Av is a major, is that's probably the clearest Nachamina in this thing. And really, said that the reason to have Hasra, once you hear this Nachamina, like, oh, that's what we're talking about. Is it a violation of Chil Shabbos, or is it a violation of Tolda Shabbos? And the Hasra naturally follows that. And the Tantelis issues may follow that again. Sam?
You said that Rashi, when Rashi says you're five for an Av and it's Toda, or is it Rashi? And when Rashi says you're five for an Av and it's Toda, that's two in the bottom.
Again,
when Rashi says, when you're five for an Av and it's Toda, you're only five for an Av and they told us part of the
Av. Oh, I'm glad you noticed that. Fantastic. I'm glad you noticed that. I wasn't going to make that point, but you're right. According to Rashi, is assuming if you do two toldos of the same Av without the Av, you're chayav two separate chatos, right? So you're absolutely correct. That's not Shemus Mechlachin. That's almost Rebbe Lezer like. What? Which?
No, some Rachron read Rashi that way, and he definitely says, you're chayv on the Av, you're not chayv on the Toda. A Toda de lo mechayv. Not that you're chayv one for both. Maybe. Definitely the simple reading of Rashi is to say this Ikar Tafel of Art. It could be. You want, you could reread it. It says if it's simple reading of Rashi. And you're right, that's not Shemus Mechlachin. Correct. If they Ikar and Tafel, it's a different type of relationship. Correct. Absolutely. Correct. It is in certain ways Rebbe Lezer like. He's not, Rashi is not analyzed Machlokas Chacham Rebbe Lezer the way the Tosafot Paris is analyzed. That's for sure. Correct. Rebbe Peretz represents, as you said, Rebbe Peretz represents an alternative. Alternative way, you end up with an alternative way reading the beginning of the Gemara too. You don't need Rashi's teretz. Presumably Rashi was driven into what he's saying by just how you understand the first teretz of the Gemara. And the different way out, so you don't need to come onto Rashi's.
So would Rashi even agree with this?
He would probably take one side, the Chakira. He would not say that's Machlokas Chacham Rebbe Lezer, correct. Neither do the two deists and Tosis. Right. Yeah, more questions? Interesting? No? All right. Stretching? Head off? Then we'll swing around?
Can we do how the intent in the name
Again? How do you fade? You fade Naim's Rishalmi fits in? Fade Naim's Rishalmi, if you want to, you can ignore everything except the last one. And I think it's richer to see the whole chunk that he gives you. But the last line, he says, oh, in Shabbos, the Abbas, they're called Abbas Malachas for this because they are Kiksivi. It's Ki'ilu, they appear in the Chumash. The same way the Abbas Nezikin appears separately, independently in Chumash, is a Parsha Shem Regal, there's a Parsha of Karen, several Parshas of Karen, the Parsha of Bor, the Parsha of Eish. So Ki'ilu, there's a Parsha of Tochei in the Chumash, and there's a separate Parsha of Tovei in the Chumash, there's a separate Parsha of Bona in the Chumash. And that's why we refer to them as Abbas. Because Ki'ilu, these are separate categories that appear independently in Chumash. So that's really that's a beautiful expression of the idea of Shemus of seeing Chiluk Malachos as Shemus Machlokes, seen as a separate Averis. And then Shami saying that's why we even have the terminology Avos.
And so you should warn on the
Av
and Kor.
Right. That Kiksivi. So then everything else ought to. Yishami doesn't talk about Shemus Tovishem Av. Yishami is giving very clear expression, very elegant expression to this sad in the abstract hakira, and then Aharon take that hakira around there and plug it into the machlekes 2 days in Taisus, and I think also it explains the 2 days in Tanoim according to the third day in Taisus. No. Yes.
So he says that
his contemporaries were felt the same way.
Tolda is the same
level of mind. I mean, the only difference is that an Abba is in a Mishkan and we derive the Tolda subcategories. Yeah, right. So are they are the Tolda subcategories? Are they not
subcategories at all? Tendency, explain that. So according to Tolda, they see the subcategories. According to
Tolda, are they on the same level or are they subcategories? Or are they similar to the same? According to Tolda, they're all in the same level.
So what does it mean that it's
divine? That's exactly what the Gemara asks. Beautiful. You have what the Gemara. I don't know. I'm not being sarcastic. I'm being very serious. You've now come to appreciate exactly what the Gemara is bothered about. You mamish nailed it more than you did before. That's what the Gemara says, Rabbi Lezer, what's Av told, the whole thing is irrelevant. That, you said it beautifully. You mamish cut. That's exactly what the Gemara says. I understand, Av told, Rabbi Lezer, he said all the same thing. So what's the Gemara's answer? So is the Gemara's answer Enachanami, but I can explain why we call them Avos and Toldos? Or is the Gemara's answer that actually is some Nafkimina? So the second day in Toldos says, no, the Gemara says it actually is some Nafkimina. What's the Nafkimina? Toldos Tov Shema. But the other two say, no, the Gemara is just giving, which again, the Gurari was bothered by. Well, how do you just give a definition? But the answer is, perhaps, so we give different approaches. The second day in Taisus said, we'll answer the Gurari's kasha by saying, no, the Taka is an Afkimina. Afkimina is as well as Talash Hashem. Okay. If you don't say that, they say, no. And Achanan Ritva said, we weren't necessarily asking for an Afkimina. We were asking more broadly. How do you define that? What's the difference? Which, and again, when you look at the Yerushalmi, the Yifeinayim quotes, it makes the Ritva beautiful. In other words, even though our Gemara is not approached the same way as Yerushalmi, but again, what you're highlighting, I'm trying to understand, and again, and also, by the way, it takes us back to the very beginning. The Gemara said, Tolosan Kiyotzven. Oh, so what's the difference? You told me there's no difference. Why are you asking for differences? So sometimes a teenager feels the need to, anything the parents said, a teenager feels the need to have to, you say yes, I say no. You say no, I say yes, right? You say blue, I say blah. Right? But that's not Pshat in the Amoron. You just told me Tolosan Kiyotzven. And this is what the first question raised in our Gemara. So why do you then turn around and say, so what's the difference between Av and Tolda? I just told you there is no difference. Why are you asking what the difference is? I told you there's no difference. And the answer is, I mean, the pshat is, the Gemara is asking your question. What, if there's really no difference whatsoever, so then why are you using why are we talking about Avos and Toldos at all? And as Yerushalmi said, Neila and Bava Kama, in Ezekiel, it's a question, what's the Chumash? What's not a Chumash? Okay.
by Shabbos is not a chumash anyways. So what are you talking about? So either you say, no, but there are nafkaminas. Basically, it's the same thing, basic, but there are some nafkaminas. Or else, I have to say, sorry, they're not nafkaminas, the halacha, but there's a reason to call it Avon Toldo. Why? Because this is where it comes from. They don't nafkaminas, the halacha, the masa, but if you want to, I still want to know what's the mucker. This is the mucker of that. Well, it's all the one. There are no separate categories. It's not that there are 900 categories of Malacha Shabbos. Rebbe Elazar, there's one category of Malacha Shabbos. Malacha Shabbos. Just like Chalev. There's one category of Chalev. It happens to be I'm Chayv a separate Chatzos for baked Chalev and broiled Chalev, but they're not in separate categories. There's just different pieces.
All you can do is warn him about the exact action you're doing or what it is called Shabbos.
Correct.
You could
throw it in if you want to.
It's not the eye.
It is the eye. There are. This is where we know it from. There are avos malachas. Again.
So you're going to say it's usher because of the pasuk by token. It's not usher because of token.
It's usher because of the pasuk. There is no pasuk by token. It's usher because of the pasuk has to come malacha. But it happens to be true. How did we know that dicing vegetables is included in Osas Kamalacha, while singing is not included in Osas Kamalacha? Who told you that dicing vegetables is more malacha than singing? The answer is, the fact that they ground in the Mishkan tells me that dicing is a malacha. That is true. The history of halacha, right? It is derived from there. It doesn't impact the nature of the din now. A guy says, don't do, but that's a toldo of tochen. It's true, it's a toldo of tochen. It doesn't make it different than we're in a toldo of something else, or than we're in an av, but it is true, that's how we know it to be the case. Right? That is the drasha. You don't have to give all the drashas, you have to tell me the possible sauce to come off. Okay, but you want to give more, you give a shetah zavoy, you want to give a shir. Given a shir usually is beautiful. A guy's about to Michal Shabbos might not be the best moment. Might not be the best pedagogical moment, but it's not going to say it's going to ruin your Hasra. Unless, again, the first day in Tosrei point out to us. Sometimes you might add things to Hasra that weaken it. If you're distracting the guy, or now he thinks he's not going to take it seriously, come on. But if it doesn't sound silly, it is true. It is told of Tochen. It's related to Tochen. That's how we know it's Hasra. Okay. But it's extraneous. It's extraneous to the Hasra. It might not possible the Hasra, but it doesn't make the Hasra better. One last question.
The person answered in says to be a pet.
Yes.
According to the Chacham, if you're over on. I'm not to be honest, I don't know if it's if you say that means there is hasra from, you have to give hasra from the av. If have a toldo that people would make fun of, would think that you're making fun of, if you tell them that this is a toldo of this toldo is a toldo of this.
When you require hasra to tell the shira,
yeah.
I don't know. That's a good question. I'm going to tell a farmer, don't juice an orange. Don't juice those, don't squeeze those grapes. It's a toldo of threshing. The farmer who sweats when he threshes, because he stands there over in the barn with all the grain stalks with a big bat smacking away to get all the kernels to pop out. And it's heavy, sweaty work. I tell him, yeah, if you take those grapes and give a squeeze with your hands, that's a violation of dash. He says, what on earth are you talking about? That's the most absurd thing I ever heard. What is one through the other? Or I tell someone, don't make hard cheese, because don't cut that cheese and make hard cheese, because that's a violation of construction. Guy says, cheese? Construction. Construction like shovels and trowels and mortar and bricks. Cheese? Guy looks at me like cross-eyed. What are you talking about? And the truth is, it is a toldo of bone. Megabin is a toldo of bone, and schita is probably a toldo of dust.
but it sounds funny. So the Lamdan understands that we don't care what tools you use. When you thresh, you're removing the kernel from the natural container, natural encasement, and when you and you're removing the grape juice from its natural encasement in the fruit. So it's abstractly speaking, it's the same malacha. Or megabein, I'm connecting parts to make a whole, so that's abstractly similar to construction. Yeah, how would I do that practically? That will be a practical problem that I will have to overcome. Right. It could be that it will be difficult for me to give effect to Vasra unless I'm a great Baal Masbir and I can explain to the guy succinctly and clearly in a Hanami. Otherwise, I may practically not be able to give Vasra. Just like if I see someone cheese making and we don't speak the same language. He speaks Ugaritic and Akkadian and I speak modern standard Arabic. So hard to communicate. He speaks Flemish, and I speak French. We're from different sides of Belgium. Okay, so we can't talk to each other. So that I'm trying to give him Asra, it's not working. I can't make myself understood. So, you're right. If you hold Asra, Tavashemav, you have a case where it's Tavashemalik, though, you may not be able to give effect to Asra. In principle, here's that you should give Asra. It may not work. Okay. This was the finale to this sugya. I'm sorry I went a little longer, but I thought it made sense to start the morning this way.